Hey, it's KXP's Music That Matters podcast. I'm Kevin Cole, host of today's podcast. You can check out my show, The Afternoon Show, weekdays from 2 to 6 on KXP. And thanks for joining me today for about an hour's worth of current faves. I've got some dream pop, electropunk, some straight-up punk, and this from California band Criminal Hygiene, and a track that calls to mind the likes of The Replacements. The song is Hardly News.
Tell me no. May I want to love you, but at least I do. Misread the tale.
David Bazan, Pedro the Lion, Phoenix is the name of the album, the first new album in like 15 years of Pedro the Lion material. Quietest Friend was the name of the track. Right before that, Eyelids. This is a band comprised of members of Guided by Voices, The Decemberists, various different Stephen Malkmus Jicks bands, and Elliott Smith's band. The track there is called It's About to Go Down, 7-inch single. X-Hex with Cosmic Cave. The Mary Timoney fronted band are back. They've got a new album coming out on March 22nd. And again, that song is Cosmic Cave. And Criminal Hygiene starting off the set. That is from a new album, which is called Run It Again, and Hardly News was the track. The album comes out on March 1st. Now, that Pedro the Lion, on release day, January 18th, the band did just a really amazing session in our gathering space here at KEXP. We videotaped that. So look for that video going up on our YouTube channel shortly, if it's not up already. We recently launched a session featuring Icelandic band Verk that is amazing. It's just so good. And they have a new album, In the Dark, coming out on March 1st. And from that album, this is a track called Erase You, the band Verk.
I know now you don't wanna be safe. You need it when you see I don't need it. I try, but you don't wanna change. You're always on my mind, but you're crushing it, weighing on my mind all the time, and you're killing this. It's a funny little thing when you try to control me, to own me, and it backfires. Jokes on you. Ha, ha, ha. You pushed, I pulled away. Now you're on eternal mute. Ha, ha, ha. You pushed me to escape. I'd like to erase you. I'm not saying I'm in hell, but it's hot here, and I don't wanna stay. Settle for you just cause it's easy. It's not the time to hesitate. You're always on my mind, but you're crushing it, weighing on my mind all the time, and you're killing this. I don't understand why you try to control me, to own me, so it backfires. Ha, ha, ha. The joke's on you. I'd like to
sont pleins, les murs sont repeints. Un échassier vous salue. Folle foule de tous les âges, de toutes les terres. La règle est simple, allons vers le Colisée. We'll be right back.
That is Ellis May. Her name is Sophia May. Records under the name Ellis May. She's a singer, composer, producer, and sound designer from Copenhagen. I saw her last year at the Roskilde Festival. Really, really great, compelling performance, and really psyched there's an EP coming out soon. That track there is called The Distance. Right before that, Paris-based band Peon, a band comprised of members of Air and Charlotte Gainsbourg's backing band, and they aim to make upbeat music that counters the anticipating of a dystopian-looking future. The song I played, Simplified, is kind of like their thesis statement. And Verk, starting off the set, Icelandic band, their album drops March 1st. It's called In the Dark. The song I played was a song grappling with an obsessive love and the power it has and the desire to just simply erase that object of affection, and it is called Erase You. This is KXP's Music That Matters podcast. Kevin Call with you. You can listen to my show weekdays 2 to 6 on KXP, either at 90.3 FM in Seattle or streaming all over the world. You can follow along via Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram as well at DJ Kevin Call. Up next, a band out of Richmond, Virginia. They're called Young Scum. And this song, Wasting Time, I think is something we can all relate to. Frontman Chris Smith said wasting time. He said, when I was about to turn 25, I could finally begin to see my youth creeping away from me and wondered for the millionth time, what am I supposed to do with my life? I'd fallen into a routine of work, staying up late, being too tired. And then when I finally had a day off, I would just do nothing instead of trying to improve my life. I think I was waiting for something to change, but really it was me who needed to make that change. Chris, you are not alone. I think we can all relate to that. And you got a good song out of it. This is Young Scum with Wasting Time.
I stayed up too late again. I told myself this was the end of this stupid routine. Well, we'll see. Was I naive to think that
Business of Dreams, the song is Keep the Blues Away. This is a project of Corey Cunningham, an L.A.-based artist who's known for his work with Smokescreens, Magic Bullets, and Terry Maltz. And after his father passed away a few years ago, Cunningham returned to his home state of Tennessee to grieve and focus on making cathartic music, of which Business of Dreams is the output or the outcome. And the song there, Keep the Blues Away, an inverted ode to the fear of moving on after loss and going out in the world. Toronto-based band Tally's right before that, some really cool dream pop with a little bit of a little hint of surf rock in there. The song was Eden, self-titled release, Tally's. And Young Scum starting off the set from their self-titled release in the track Wasting Time. I went to Paris in early December. First night I was there, Mudhoney were playing. So I went to see the show. It was a great transition from Seattle to Paris. And after the show, Mark Arm asked if I'd seen the opening band, Please the Trees. I hadn't. He raved about them, introduced me to the band, and they invited me to see a show the next night that was their final show of the tour. They were playing at the Czech Cultural Center down in the basement. It was a small, small show. I just felt really honored to be there. It was a phenomenal experience. About half the people there were fans of the band, and about the other half, I think, were just there in support of a Czech band playing at the Czech Cultural Center. And again, great experience. The group again, Please the Trees, bunch of different collaborators on this album, including John Grant, Corey Gray from the Decemberists, Danny Warhols, and Thor Harris from Shearwater and Swans. And from the album Infinite Dance, it's Please the Trees with Mind and Care.
understood.
Let's just sit, stick back, give her one more look.
A new song from Heavy Lungs, the track Jealous. Heavy Lungs, a Bristol-based post-punk band fronted by Danny Nedelko, the namesake for the Idols song. And Heavy Lungs, they quickly rose to success, opening for the likes of Idols, their friends, and Mets. And again, the new song is Jealous. Right before that, Please the Tree is Mind and Care, the song from Infinite Dance. Thanks tons for listening to this edition of KEXP's Music That Matters podcast. A huge thanks to Jacob, Kelsey, and Maddo. Thanks to all the artists and labels for letting me use these songs on the podcast. Thanks to all the KEXP donors. You make these podcasts possible. If you're a donor, thank you. If you're not, you can become a donor by heading on over to kexp.org. It's, again, how we're able to do the podcasts, the live performances, the videos. It's all possible only because of the generosity of listeners like yourself. I'm going to leave you with a couple last songs, starting out with, ending with a song from Toronto-based producer Harrison, a song called Your Girl. That's coming up. But first, Bibio Sound Machine. Now, Heavy Lungs, they just played our International Clash Day broadcast from London. And the band that started off the broadcast for the week was Bibio Sound Machine and Afrobeat Project. And this is a new song of theirs called Tell Me. Thanks for listening.
You say that you know the right way.
wait.